Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a bird that migrates over 30,000 kilometers every year from the Arctic to Patagonia, only to see its population decline by a staggering 95% in just 4 decades. This is the story of the Hudsonian godwit, a species that has been proposed for enhanced international protection under the UN Convention on the Conservation of Migratory Species, or CMAs. First, let's understand why this is in the news. At the CMAs meeting in Brazil in March 2026, the Hudsonian godwit, along with 42 other migratory species, was proposed for enhanced protection. But why does this matter? The Hudsonian godwit undertakes one of the most extraordinary migrations in the animal kingdom, and its decline is a stark reminder of the threats faced by migratory species worldwide. What makes this significant is that the godwit relies on specific wetlands along its route for refueling, and the destruction of these wetlands leaves it with no energy reserves. Building on this, the decline of the Hudsonian godwit can be attributed to several factors. Habitat loss at stopover sites is a major concern, as the godwit relies on these areas for refueling. Climate change is another significant threat, as shifting seasons disrupt the timing of insect emergence in the Arctic, which the birds depend on for breeding. Coastal development, including the conversion of mudflats and estuaries for ports, aquaculture, and urbanization, also poses a significant threat. And, surprisingly, the Hudsonian godwit is still legally hunted in parts of South America. Now, let us turn to the framework that aims to protect migratory species like the Hudsonian godwit. The Convention on the Conservation of Migratory Species of Wild Animals, also called the Bonn Convention, is the only global convention dedicated specifically to migratory species. The CMAs was adopted in 1979 in Bonn, Germany, and has 133 parties, including India, which ratified it in 1983. The CMAs has two appendices, Appendix I, which provides the strictest protection for endangered species, and Appendix II, which requires cooperative agreements for species that need conservation. Crucially, the CMAs conferences of parties, or COPs, play a vital role in shaping the conservation of migratory species. The State of Migratory Species report, presented at COP14, revealed that 44% of CMAs-listed species have declining populations, while 22% face the threat of extinction. Habitat loss and overexploitation are the top threats, and climate change is the fastest-growing threat. It is worth pausing here to note that the March 2026 CMAs meeting in Brazil proposed enhanced protection for 42 species across categories, including birds, marine species, and terrestrial mammals. The proposed species include several shorebirds and raptures using the Americas flyway, as well as seabirds affected by plastic pollution and overfishing. Several shark and ray species facing bycatch mortality, and sea turtles with declining nesting success, have also been proposed for protection. And here is something that surprises many students: India is one of the world's most important countries for migratory species. The Central Asian Flyway, which passes through India, covers 30 countries and hosts approximately 280 waterbird species. India launched the Central Asian Flyway Action Plan at CMAs COP13 in Gandhinagar in 2020. Key Indian wetlands for migratory birds include those designated as Ramsar sites, of which India has over 80, including the Sundarbans in West Bengal and Tsokar in Ladakh. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Hudsonian godwit has a scientific name, Limosa himastica, and migrates approximately 30,000 kilometers annually from the Arctic to Patagonia. Its population has declined by 95% in 4 decades, and it is currently listed as near threatened on the IUCN Red List. The CMAs, or Convention on the Conservation of Migratory Species, was adopted in 1979 in Bonn, Germany, and has 133 parties, including India, which ratified it in 1983. The CMAs has two appendices, Appendix I, which provides the strictest protection for endangered species, and Appendix II, which requires cooperative agreements for species that need conservation. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to both prelims and mains. For prelims, you should remember the CMA's Bonn Convention, the difference between Appendix I and II, and the significance of the Central Asian Flyway. For mains, this topic falls under GS3, specifically biodiversity conservation, transboundary environmental governance, and wetland protection. So, what does this mean for India's strategic position in conservation efforts? The protection of migratory species like the Hudsonian godwit requires international cooperation and a commitment to conservation. As India continues to play a crucial role in global conservation efforts, it is essential to remember the significance of protecting our natural heritage, including our wetlands and migratory species. The decline of the Hudsonian godwit serves as a stark reminder of the need for urgent action to protect our planet's precious biodiversity.